Jackie Pryor, audiobook demo. Why are you in my room? I narrowed my eyes until I knew he could feel the wrath behind them. He cleared his throat.
Surely you've heard my name spoken before this moment.
I leaned in until we were nose to nose. Of course I have, but you still haven't told me why you're here. In truth, I had no idea what my betrothed's name was, or what he looked like. My father had intentionally kept all details from me.
If I could stand, princess. Maiden. How should I refer to you?
I didn't budge an inch, and his solid body beneath me hadn't protested. My name is Princess Daenerys Soraya Hark, Death's Maiden, heir to the throne of Perth. Take your pick. I'm sitting in my dean's secretary's office. Again. On the other side of the frosted glass door, I can see a bunch of my classmates. Seniors, all at least 4 years older than me, hanging around in an attempt to hear what's going on. Several of them saw me being yanked out of our afternoon drill class. Today's lesson: how to load and unload the XM-61 rifle by a menacing pair of guards. And whenever that happens, the news spreads all over campus. A song of death filled the island, a keening, clicking abyss that took soul after soul, never hesitating, never ending. It even had a smell, like rusted metal and rotten flesh caught in the teeth of whoever it touched. And it certainly touched them. The four sisters of Fenix royalty currently tucked into a gnarled bit of forest, hidden from the war waging around them.
You have to let him go, Joan.
Marjorie placed a hand on her sister's shoulder. Joan shook her off, a low snarl rolling in the back of her throat. Of the four sisters, Joan had always been the gentlest, warm and nurturing, a gift from the motherly goddess herself. She had blood on her hands now, putrid, blackish blood. Joan lifted her gilded eyes to meet Marjorie's.
How can we even be sure this will work? She demanded.
The golden wings peeking over her shoulders ruffled in irritation. Her auburn hair was displaced by the rippling feathers, red flyaways clinging to her tear-stained cheeks.
We must make this work,
Marjorie replied softly.
There's no other option.
In the distance, the volcano in the center of the island spewed rivulets of steam. Marjorie could feel the fury building, the anger of the disturbed spirit hidden deep beneath. The Phoenix would come. When Elizabeth Blackwell decided to become the first woman doctor, in many ways, she wasn't actually the first. Women have delivered health care across the globe for centuries. A relative scarcity of women officially labeled as professional medical practitioners in historical texts is not because they didn't exist, but rather because their occupations were not labeled as frequently as men's.
Is there some meeting I had not been told about?
She tried to keep her tone light, but even she heard the thread of fear in her voice and hated herself for it. No one spoke for a few moments. The ticking clock was the only sound in the room. With each click, the air grew heavier.
You act as if you are going to the gallows, Sebastian said.
She glanced at him. The sun streamed through the window behind his desk, showing off the few gray hairs he'd acquired in the last several years. Ma resisted a drunken beast as long as she lived. I'll lower my head to the barren table and run my hands along its blackened surface, as nicked and pitted as my mother's skin. She fed her brood atop this slab, as best she could.
If I returned to Savannah, to Darlin House, I would die there. Either the curse I'd accidentally unleashed on my family would finally catch up with me, or I'd flatline at the side of Ephraim Callahan.